world-famous Bill Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. What am I?
What are you? You're an African-American. I mean, who's your name? You're Bobbert.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Kalen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard. And who are you, man?
I'm Bud Dickman.
Thank you. Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, but
just take it easy. What's with you guys?
Oh, I just got nervous, man. It's going too fast.
I'll take it from here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I've got it. It's okay.
Well, you look like you're sort of all in a heap.
Don't even ask, man. It's been a weekend from living hell. It's just been a... And it's nothing I can get into, but it's... Whatever, man.
Oh, yesterday, what the hell were you doing yesterday?
I was just taking care of personal business. You know, my sister was asking me about job advice and stuff. And I don't know, man. Ever since I got back from Atlanta, everything is just...
Well, things pile up. Things pile up, Phil.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, your voice cracked. You went, things. I'm sorry.
Things pile up, don't they? Things, life. In many ways, life is like a garbage dump, and I don't mean that your life is a garbage, or anyone's, but it is a garbage dump, and there's a bulldozer, and it's pushing. I saw a film about concentration camps.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Jesus H. Christ, Margaret.
Well, I was trying to find a good metaphor.
Yeah, anyway, so, Mr. Henry, what was interesting about what you were saying before the show started? You were talking about...
Yeah, what were you talking about? I forget, but I was talking about something really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You were talking about the L.A. TV news scene.
Oh, yes. You had a very interesting sort of portal into that. Because on the television right now, Phil was watching a thing called The Candidate with Robert Redford. A good film, not a great film. I think the Bob Roberts...
Bob Roberts.
Yeah, Bob Roberts.
Rob Roberts. No, you're right. Rob...
It was Rob Roberts.
Guys, don't do this on purpose, okay?
I don't do these things on purpose, Phil.
Bob Roberts. That was the movie with...
With Tim Robbins, yes. And that was a very, very fine film. I think this film... Is this more of a sympathetic character?
I think Robert Redford plays a liberal cat or something. I don't know. Somebody that people can relate to better. I shouldn't say that.
Oh, I see. So liberals relate to people better.
I don't know, man. I'm looking through the eyes of Hollywood. I got to thinking about the early, because I saw the name Maury Green. That's it. Maury Green's in this movie.
Yeah, Maury Green. I'll take it from here. Maury Green.
Great. Mr. Henry thought about it and everything.
Well, why don't you spit it out, bud? What, it all got gagged up in your throat? You're like,
yeah, that's right, man.
I couldn't believe my ears.
What couldn't you believe?
She's preempting Mr. Henry.
Don't worry about it, man. I got it. Why are you preempting me?
I'm not. Go ahead, Daddy. It's all yours.
I was simply saying there was Maury Green, and I said I remember him because he was on LA TV when I was a kid and when I was in high school, and he was on the big news on Channel 2.
Yes, I remember the big news was on KNXT.
What's that?
That's what they used to call KCBS. How about that?
Hey. Well, it ain't that big. It's a big deal to the. I'll tell you, it's a big deal to those of us who grew up in Los Angeles and who wanted to be broadcasters because all that crap was like indelibly stenciled into your brain. But yeah, KNXT had the big news, and it started at 6 and it went for an hour. That was the first hour-long newscast, and they had Jerry Dunphy.
Yeah, now, they didn't have the women like they do now.
Well, they had Ruth Taylor, what's her face? Ruth Taylor Ashton, and I knew Ruth. She was a charming woman, a great, great journalist.
Did you really know her, or are you just dropping a name?
I sort of knew her. I met her at a function for women in broad. I saw her. I was 100 yards away, and I waved.
Uh-huh.
So you didn't know her?
No, barely. Yes, I did. In my mind, I did.
All right, so there was Ruth Ashton Taylor. Was that her name?
Yes, Phil.
Ruth Ashton?
Good God.
Mr. Ennis is trying to spit it out here.
Well, then spit it out. Let it be spit, Phil.
So,
Phil's laughing for the audience out there. He's going, hee hee hee. And I think it's only fair to tell them.
So there was Ruth Ashton Taylor. There was Maury Green.
All right.
Yeah. There was Maury Green, and there was, Gil Stratton.
That was the fascinating part. Now, Phil was saying...
Can I just tell the story here, Margaret?
Yeah, it was great. I was pre-denting him and everything.
Pre-denting him?
So, Gil Stratton, who we saw in movies like The Wild One, and we saw him in Stalag 17, and or was it 16?
Yeah, I can never... Stalag 13 was what?
Stalag 13 was Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was Hogan's Heroes. Stalag 17 was, I think, the
William Holden.
Yeah, the William Holden movies. So anyway, Gil Stratton was in that movie. He's in The Wild One with Marlon Brando. See, look at him and go, look at that, man. This cat was an actor. And,
well, you said you thought he was a better sportscaster.
But all due respect, okay? All due respect. Gil Stratton, to me, I grew up watching him as a sportscaster on Channel 2. I thought he was great. As his acting, he was, they always kind of put him into one little role as he was the really wise-ass little guy. Because he wasn't a very big man. He was a short man. But as a sportscaster, I loved him, man. He always used to kick off with, it's time to tell him as we see him. Oh, no. Wrong. Oh, you butchered it up. Now it'll never be the same. No, wait. No. I'll do it. God damn it.
Phil, you get one shot in life and that's it.
No. Gil Stratton would come on and say, hello, sports fans. It's time to call him as we see him. That's it.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
And then he'd do the sports, and then he'd say, "See, you know, I'll see you later." I don't know what the hell he did. What do you think he did? What do I think he did? What after he did the sports? Probably went across the street and got hammered. I don't know. Well, hey, man,
where across the street?
Some bar, I guess. You know, when we and then I'll get into the show. We have Vernon Dozier here, by the way, folks. He's going to be talking more about this. What's going on at Bellamar Academy? Apparently now they want him to go to a psychiatrist.
I heard about that, yeah.
They want him to go to a psychiatrist, but they did win their first game of the season.
Are you kidding me or something?
No, they won. They beat
Cubbytown, which is an all-boys Catholic prep school in Burbank. I forget the score, though, General.
I think it was 15-0.
That's right.
15?
Yeah, they got some field goal safety. I don't know what they did. Is that you?
You farted.
No, I did not. That was my chair. So this cat that I'm talking about here, what am I talking about?
You're talking about the Gil Stratton and Maury Povich. I forget what.
Yeah, so anyway, that was the big news on Channel 2. And they had Maury Povich, they had Ralph Story. They had a lot of really great, great journalists. And then they broke the whole thing up, man. And then Channel 2 News just became Channel 2 News. It didn't recover its... the cat that led the way was this guy, Jerry Dunphy, who was this silver-haired... I mean, the dude was... I would say he was the archetype, you know, General?
Well, Jerry Dunphy was a good-looking son of a bitch in his 40s, early 40s, with the silver hair, an ex-Korea War fighter pilot, okay, because that always helps.
Oh, my God, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Was he in the Air Force?
He was in the Air Force. And then Jerry Dunphy, he became a newsman and was fantastic, very professional. Plied his trade in L.A. for years.
He went over to Channel 7.
Yes, he did. And but he had a couple of heart attacks. I don't know what the hell happened.
That the guy, he got shot, didn't he?
What are you talking about, man?
He did, Mr. A, didn't he?
It was a terrible, terrible thing that happened. It was horrible. Somebody tried to carjack him right in front of Channel 7.
You've got to be putting me on.
I'm not. It happened, and it sucked, and... but he was fine and went on to fight another day. But anyway, just all of that stuff got me to thinking because I saw this one cat, Maury Green.
So watch the film The Candidate, folks, if you want to. It ain't that good.
Yeah, great. We'll be right back. Okay, so it's not. So we're going to be coming back here with Vernon Dozier. We also have David G. Hall is going to be talking with him. We also have Dean Wheeler on the show tonight. What's he?
I got Dean Wheeler on. Apparently, he told Emerilda she needed to drop some pounds.
Oh, my God. Emerilda's father is an ex-wrestler. Do you know this man? He's got the most offensive moniker. Bitch Be Gone. What was it, Bud?
Bitch Be Gone Marino.
What?
What's his name?
This man's ring name was Bitch Be Gone Marino.
Yeah.
Bitch Be...
Well, isn't that a fine how do you do?
Well, that's funny. You know, it's very offensive, though, Phil. This guy wasn't like...
I don't think he was WW... What is it, Bud?
Yeah, WWW. Or not WWW. That's www.com. I mean WWW.
WWE.
No, it was something else. It was WC...
WCW.
No. WC... It was WCBS.
That's a TV station, you numbnut. Wait a minute. What did he wrestle in?
Some Southern Wrestling Federation somewhere.
All right, well, we're going to talk with... I think we have Bitch Be Gone Marino. Bitch Be Gone. Wow. On a world-famous Phil Hendry show, coming up right after this. Hi, this is Bill Cavcacati, and I'm the guy that runs the Bill Cavcacati Pronounce My Name School. If you have a last name that's difficult to pronounce, I can teach you how to do it. Verbiage, verbs, nouns, pronouns, also the spacing and the timing, and that little check mark that means you emphasize that part of the world. Or word, or world. It doesn't matter. It may be a word, or it could be Africa. My name is Bill Cavcacati. For instance, here is Mrs. Jessica Sneeboudenkood. How are you, Jessica?
Yes, I'm good, but I don't know. What's my last name?
You're Jessica Sneeboudenkood.
Jessica Sneeboudenkood, yep.
And you're from Germany?
No, I'm originally from Kentucky.
Here is Wenceslaus Braunschweiger. Yeah, hi, I'm Wenceslaus Braunschweiger. God dang it. See, you butchered it again. Looks like another six-week course for you. So please come to the Bill Cavcacati How Do I Pronounce My Last Name School. I'll have you pronouncing your name just like a regular person whose mind hasn't come unglued. Bill Cavcacati's Pronounce My Name School. Pronounce your last name as if you don't have brain damage. Bill Cavcacati's my name, and the number is 625252. I'm just kidding. Look it up, will you? Bill Cavcacati, How to Pronounce My Last Name School. It's real different, man. Real abstract. Yeah, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And now here is Phil. Thanks very much, General. Joining us is Vernon Dozier from the from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And Coach Dozier is not only going to be along with us, but we'll have David G. Hall is going to be on the line with us, too, because what we're talking to him about today is the ongoing pro. There he is. There.
Dad, get right now. Yeah, Coach.
Hold on. Coach Dozier, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I just I don't know whether or not Dickman could hear me or not.
Yeah, we got you. All right, so Coach, tell me about what's the latest here. They want you to go in for psychiatric evaluation. Well, before the hold on, Coach.
Well, let me tell you.
Oh, wait. Tell people the buildup. Yeah, you got to tell them all about it, Phil.
Here, I can do it. Christ, I'm the subject of it.
Go ahead.
Well, it's as simple as this. I said to the team, and then this leaked out to the parents, and I knew it would. I said, if you guys don't win this game against Bishop Upner, that was a week ago Friday. If you guys don't win this game, so our last Friday's game was the first in the land of the game and the land of the lost. The Friday before. Yeah, the Friday before was the game against Bishop Upner, and that was at home. Now, we had a road game coming up. But anyway, I said to the team, we ought to beat these guys by 10. I really feel to this day we should have beat them by 10. I think our offense could have handled their – I think we got a good, hard-pounded running game. We've got a young quarterback. I know he's a sophomore, and people are always talking about young quarterbacks, Dean experience. I like to throw a kid right in there.
Now, this kid is Kyle
Pergadigan, and in fact, he went to that Bill Kakowski, How to Pronounce My Last Name school. I said, I had to go to that damn thing myself.
You're kidding. He went to a school to pronounce his own last name.
Yeah, I had to send him. But his name is Kyle Cadigan. This kid has got a good, quick release, and I think he's going to be a great quarterback. But nonetheless, we lost the football game. We got picked a couple times. They got that good young kicker. They got a young man on their team who comes from outer Slobovia. I don't know where he's from.
What kind of a joke is that? I mean, the kid comes from another country?
Yeah, he comes from another country, but I mean, I thought it was lower Slobovia, and then I found out that...
That's from a cartoon character.
Yeah, I know that man, okay? He comes from a country in the back end, or...
Boy, you know something, Coach? You teach history.
Bill, don't give me a big song and a dance.
From the Balkan States?
No, not the Balkan States, the Bakken. Do you know where that is?
What's the Bakken? Where is that?
Oh, well, look, everybody isn't a genius all of a sudden.
Come on, Coach, what is Bakken?
Bakken. You know where that is?
No, where is it?
South America. It's a small province right down near the Tierra...
Ah, the Tierra del Fuego.
Yes. You know, Phil, come on your program.
Yeah, we can probably do our history and our geography lessons later on, because I just want to talk to you right now, Coach, about... what am I talking to you about?
You're talking to me about the fact that they want me to go to a head shrinker, to a nut house.
Oh, that's right. So how'd that happen?
Well, we lose the game. I strip. I get arrested. Coach doesn't fire me. It turns out that the charges... You know, the police weren't going to hold me on that indecent exposure because they realized the whole thing was a big gag. There were a bunch of parents that actually came to my defense. I was wearing a jock strap. The only parents that didn't like it were those women sitting in the south end zone who said, and I quote, because I got a letter from one of them, an anonymous letter, "We saw you turn your rear end to us and bend and try to spread. Well, it wasn't good enough, and nobody had binoculars. Thanks, sucker." You know, and then they made their mark.
They did what?
What happened to you, man?
Mr. Henry, just, what do you mean they made their mark? What does that mean?
I mean, they made their mark. They're not going to sign their name. They made their mark.
Well, what do you mean they made their mark?
They scrawled in X's. There were four women. They said, we are those women that sit in the south end zone. We like checking out your ASS, excuse my language. And when you bent over, when you had, you know, when you were bare ass, nobody had binoculars signed, and then they made their mark. They did their different X's. One woman does a squiggle.
Okay, what does this make your mark? This is what people did in the old days when they couldn't, when some people didn't know how to read or write, Margaret, and that's how they signed their names.
They made their mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how like, you make your mark in the film business?
No, not the same thing.
Well, I mean, it isn't?
No, man. Jesus, Phil, no. Oh, man.
Making your mark, they scrawl an X. The lead woman, this big, I told you about her. She's a big, tall chick. I don't want to say who she is. I don't want to give any names. But when I turned and showed my ass, I heard one of them go, yeah. And she had this, like, butch sound to her. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. She had a real butch sound to her voice, and that's what I thought, well, I don't know, Phil. I'm just, I'm very frustrated. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling kind of bad.
What are you feeling bad about?
I'm feeling bad. Oh, this is such a distraction. But we did win our game on Friday night. I didn't want to talk to you about that.
Well, congratulations. That was against Coveytown, right?
Yeah, it was against Coveytown. Coach Worley and, no, not Coach Worley. That was Bishop Under. No, I met up with Ron Kosak, and we call him Sack Up Kosak because he's always been a hard-driving kind of a guy. But we were so grateful to see him, and then I was very grateful to kick his ass.
Well, what do you mean grateful to see him?
He had a life-threatening. I didn't tell you guys. He almost died last year. Had cancer.
Oh my God! So he's good.
I guess. I said, "How you feeling?" And he didn't look good. And he couldn't speak because he had a laryngectomy.
Oh, my God. Are you sure he's all right?
I think he is. Everybody said, everyone gave me the thumbs up because in solidarity, they're not speaking over there. So I felt bad about beating them. You know, we beat them 10-7. Or no, we beat them 15. We shut them out, yeah, because we finally were able to stop the run. They had a good running back, Kobe Hearn. And
what's his name?
Kobe Hearn. It's one of those names. It's from the South Pacific, and they have to do funny things.
What is it, like in Click?
No, it ain't Click. The guy's name is Toby Hearn. I don't know.
All right.
Look, Phil, I didn't make this world, okay? I get up every morning just like you. I pull my pants on one leg at a time, just like, well, maybe you don't do that. Maybe you put it on, maybe you jump into both legs, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, that's...
No, I put it on one leg. Put what on?
Yeah, put what on?
Pants. Now, we're talking here with...
All right, Phil, pants.
Oh, man. You know, maybe you should go home, Phil. No, I'm sticking this one out, if you'll pardon the expression. We're talking here with Coach Vernon Dozier, and David G. Hall is checking in now from Glacier Park. He's doing some golfing out there today. I've never known David to be a golfer, but here. David, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm doing really great. I just birdied this par three. I'm playing golf here with Tad Tadley. Remember him?
No, I don't.
Well, you should, because you used to work for him. He's a program director.
Where?
In New Orleans.
I don't remember Tad Tadley.
He was a general manager down there. Say hi to Phil Henry. Harry, Phil. How you been? Good enough. So we are playing. Yeah, I just had a birdie, so that's another $20.
David, we got Vernon Dozier on the line here.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to say. And, Coach, I thank you very much for being here. My pleasure. I think we're, you know, Phil, this is like week three with you. And I think we need to kind of move. I'm just asking, Phil, can we move on? Or, I don't understand. What's the problem? It's not a problem so much as it's just over and over and over again. I've been hearing about you dropping your pants.
Hey, Mr. Henry wanted me to come on the program and talk to you guys about this so that people understood I was not doing it for salacious reasons.
I understand that. I get it. I truly do. But now that we've got that figured out, we've been talking here about you spreading ass now for 2 weeks.
I think I only brought that up.
Boy, can I talk to my host, Phil? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, what do you got to say?
Okay, I mean, we can, you know, I'm just, can we wrap it up here? I want to talk to Coach Dozier. What the hell is that?
Oh, it's a jet going over here. What? Hey, look at that.
Hey.
It's just a jet that's going over. What basically, here's the whole idea. The idea for me is to make sure that you're not just loading in the same topic week in, week out. You understand, Coach, don't you? I mean,
We're not here to try to make anybody look bad or anything. No, I understand that, but for... And I came... See, here's what happened. Phil asked me about... Somebody said that I said... I know, I'm the one that said it. I said I had on a jockstrap. Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, you're the guy. No, but I said I had on a jockstrap, and I was bare-ass, so I turned my ass toward this grandstand. Yeah, where these four housewives were that want to see your ass, and you bent over, and they said they didn't have binoculars, so they wrote you a letter complaining about that, and they made their marks. Yeah, because they're not signing their names. Hey, you know, I'm really sorry, Hall, if women aren't writing you letters wanting to see your ass, but, hey, I don't care. You know, I'm out here trying to make a living in this world, all right? I'm just trying to keep my dick... Oh, goddammit.
Oh, trying to keep your dick... Phil, would you dump out of that?
Phil, please don't do it.
All right, I actually had to. But we do still have...
Yeah, I got Coach over in line two, but you're going to, you know, have to be cool about it and everything.
Okay, Coach Dozier is back here with us. I apologize, Coach, but I had to, you know, get David out of there because he's distracting.
I didn't have to talk to him anyway, so...
No, you didn't. So, Coach, where and when and how is this psychiatric observation going to be affected? And I take it the psychiatric observation is as a result of you stripping and...
Well, yeah, all right. So Father McQuarters ordered it, and I suppose the guy you should have on is Father McQuarters. I mean, you had on your bus.
Well, David is concerned that I'm spending too much time talking about this. I don't think so. I think it's of public interest.
Well, what do you mean public interest? It's a public interest to know if a high school coach is not being some kind of a pervert, you know?
Hey, wait just a minute. What is this anyway? What are you guys trying to turn this into? I stripped because to show my frustration. Wait a minute.
Nobody's calling you a perv.
Well, but there are more appropriate reactions, don't you think?
No. In my case, I was so frustrated, I decided to say, hey, look at me, I'm going to get arrested. This is how frustrated I am. What else can I do to get arrested but that, okay?
You were trying to get arrested.
Yeah, I was trying to get arrested. You better believe it.
Well, then why did you wear the jockstrap?
So I wouldn't be called a perv. As it turns out, the three housewives, the one going, yeah, or whatever, you know.
All right, so the three, or they thought there were four.
I said it's dwindling with each week. Each time I'm not giving them what they want, man, it's down to two. So I got a letter last week from one of them. She just made a big X. That was her mark. And
they're making their mark because they don't want to sign their names.
You got it. So next week what I'm going to do is I'll probably go out. Well, next week, it's a home game. I better watch my step. But next week what I thought I would do is go out there just at a G-string. And I'm only kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm joking.
Well, it's nothing to joke about, especially since we're talking to you, Coach, about, as you say, inappropriate behavior around high school students.
I did it around their parents more than anybody. Now, you know, he wants me to go to a psychiatrist. I'll go to a psychiatrist.
Now, do they have the doctor?
Yeah, it's none of your... Excuse me for saying this, Phil, but it's none of your business.
All right, I understand. All right, I'm going to let you go.
You got James, Father...
What? Hold on, bud, what did you say?
I got Father James, Father James.
I can hear him, he's going, I got Father James.
You got Father McQuarters?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I got Father McQuarters, but, yeah, you know, he's kind of, like, pissed off a little bit. He doesn't want to be talking about a lot of this stuff. What he's saying, anyway.
All right, Father McQuarters joining us now. Father, how you doing?
I'm fine, Phil, but listen, Vernon, I told you this. Why are you blasting this all over God's half creation?
Because, Father, I've been called a perv and all this stuff. I want people to know that I'm going to go get... If I need help, I need help. I'm not a perv. But if I need help from being some kind of a grandstanding fool, you know, I'll go ahead and do it. I'm not hiding anything.
For Jesus' sakes, we've got you... I think you're one of the finest football coaches that I've ever seen in my life. And for you to be running around and going, I'm going to a nut bin, I'm going to the nut bin. You remember you did that, right?
Okay. What he's talking about...
You didn't hear this, did you, Phil?
About what?
Oh, he was in the... As soon as I said you've got to go to the nut house...
Wait a minute, let me explain.
He's in the locker room going, I'm going to a nut bin and you aren't.
I made light of it to the kids. I said, kids, I'm going to be gone next week. They want me to see a psychiatrist because I stripped on the 50. And the kids are all going, yeah, we know, Coach, so what? I said, well... I'm going in, and then I just said, I'm going to a nut bin, and I began skipping. A couple of the kids went home and said, you know, we believed in Coach Dozier until he did that. And so I called up the father.
This story's a lot longer than it should be. He calls me up, he says, now the kids told their parents that I was skipping and singing in the locker room. Now they all think, and these are your words, not mine, nuttier than a fruitcake, right?
That's right. What's wrong with that?
Because you used another, you said nuttier than an effing fruitcake.
All right, I apologize.
Right. And I said to him, I said, oh man, what I wouldn't give if I could just hire a normal coach, a guy that just lost consistently, really stunk it out, but wasn't nuts. and look what I got, you know.
You don't like me screaming, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's not get frustrated, Father.
All right. So anyway, we've got him, asked Vernon, and he has, yes, he's agreed to.
Right, and so, you know, it's a little scary, Phil, when you find your job after so many years is threatened because someone wants you to go to the mental clinic, you know. And
well, it's not a mental clinic.
Well, it's whatever it is.
Nut, it's just going to a head shrinker.
Right. So that's why I started going, I'm going to a nut bin. And I skipped around and I pointed at the players and I said, and you don't get to. And they all kind of slunk out of there looking at me like I was the freak of the week. And
I think it sounds very strange. I think it's very strange behavior, Coach.
Well, I knew you, Margaret, would load in on me. I just knew it.
I'm not trying to load in on you, but I think it's very strange behavior. And I don't think it's anything that you should be skipping and making a joke out of. You took your clothes off at the end of that game in front of God and man, as you like to say.
That's right, that's right. And I'm not apologizing for it either.
All right, but do you think it's appropriate?
I thought it was funny. I guess it wasn't. Sorry.
No, it was not funny. And let me tell you something, sucker. You know.
Hey, Father.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. I'm the chump that's got to answer all the phone calls from all the parents who are calling up and saying, what about this guy, and who hired him, and you know it was me.
I know, and I'll be forever grateful.
Right, well, I have to say, I'm the one that hired him. And I'm listening to the wife on the phone going, yeah, and the man says he hired him, and I hear the wife going, hoo-hoo. And you know what they're talking about. They're talking about me, and whether my mind's coming unglued.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to any of them.
No, I've got to do it. I'm a member of the administrative board of the Bill Maher Academy.
All right, well, Coach and Father McQuarters, we do have to go. I appreciate you being on the air. I just had my program director on telling me that I'm leaning too much on this topic.
Oh, no, I heard that. I thought that was wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was wrong, too, but I thank you for having me on, Phil.
Yes, I do thank you, Phil, for giving attention to this topic.
All right, Father McQuarters, thank you. Coach Dozier, thank you.
Yeah, one of the things
I wanted to say.
Foch
Vernon? That is Foch Kernan Dozier.
Yeah, that's what you were going to say, right, Phil? You were going to say Foch Kernan Dozier?
Yeah, that's probably what I was going to do.
Yeah, you transpose the nouns.
Right, that's... We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right, thank you. And Dean Wheeler joining me from Novato, California. Dean, you were talking about Emeralda online last week. I think it was on one of the social media. So was it Facebook or I don't know where it was. But you were talking about her gaining weight.
Yeah, Phil, I did. And I don't regret it. I, you know, it's one of those things that you say, well, I went ahead, I opened my mouth, so I might as well just go whole hog on this thing. I talked about that she and I had joined a swim club.
Oh, that was it. A swim club in the Bay Area there?
Well, it's down the street from our house here in Novato and the Northern California Holistic Center. And so I said, you know, let's go swimming, honey. And she said, okay. And it's one of those moments where you're hopeful because I'd noticed she packed it on. I don't know why it mattered. It might have had a lot to do with the fact that, you know, I got into all that, you know, she left and we were apart.
Well, she left you because she thought you were with that girl.
You know,
all right, Dean, you can admit, I mean, look, if you fooled around on your wife.
I didn't fool around on my wife. I was, yes, okay, I was inappropriate. I was at the table with the young lady that I was going to be, that I was hoping to sign as a client. And one thing led to another. We did not have sex, I can assure you of that.
Yeah, well, somebody saw you, I just got this report, Mr. Henry, but before we had Dean on last time. Someone saw, they were in a parked car with her hand in his shirt.
Yes, all of that, okay. God, where did you get that information?
We've got some sources. All right, let's forget about that. Emeralda came back to you, but she had a few conditions, right?
Yeah, well, you know, she wants me to get out of the management of... She wants to be the only singer that I handle. That's fine. I said, baby, I handle you every night. And...
That's... What a class act you are.
Okay.
Well, I mean...
You know, I thought it was a nice...
Well, what, how did she respond to that?
She didn't like it.
Really? Well, isn't that a shock?
All right, fine.
All right, so anyway, is there something about you having to make breakfast?
Yeah, I got to make breakfast for her.
Will you people learn how to pronounce the word breakfast?
I'm sorry. I have to make breakfast for her. She wants all the fixins. Not the flaps, but she wants waffles and all the fixins. Now, Emeril is originally from East Texas. I don't know if you told... if I told you this, Phil. She comes from a place called Fodang, Texas, which is in eastern Texas, almost in Louisiana. And that's about the, I think that's the westernmost border or the westernmost edge of the Waffle Houses, which are very famous.
Oh, yeah, Waffle House. I've been wanting to check out a Waffle House, Mr. Henry, if we ever go back down there.
Now, you were in Atlanta, Mr. Henry. Did you go to one? No, I did not go to one. No. I mean, I don't go to Waffle House any more than I go to, you know, International House of Pancakes.
Well, yeah, but Waffle House is legendary.
Yeah, it really is legendary. And although, it, you know, when Emerald and I got married, I said we need to get some exercise going because she did. She grew up at a Waffle House, the flapjacks, the whole damn thing.
Right. What's so funny?
Nothing, nothing.
The whole damn thing is something that Samuel Jackson said in a movie. Oh, never mind, General, okay?
All right.
Samuel Jackson said what?
He said in a movie about, you know...
Hey.
Oh, I know. It was Samuel...
Hey, I'm going to hang up and I'm going to close this show down early if you guys don't knock it off.
All right.
So, Emerelda, you made a comment about her packing on the pounds.
I did. I discussed it on Facebook, and I have a forum there, and it's called... It's a health forum, and I said, now look, Emerelda is, she's fat. I didn't say that. I said she's packed it on. She's gotten big in the rear end, and people were weighing in.
Isn't that interesting? And your wife, no wonder she gets so pissed off at you, man.
Well, I was trying to involve her fans, so a lot of them didn't know what happened to her. So I said, Emerelda's packing it on, and they said, why don't you try swimming? And we did. And I said, you know, and she got angry when she heard about it. So she... You got her dad involved, and that was the part that I think you got interested in, Mr. Andrew, or Bud.
Yeah, well, I heard about her father's that guy by the name of Wild Man Marino or something.
No, his name is Bitch Be... His ring name was Bitch Be Gone Marino.
All right, now we have him on,
Oh, you gotta be both.
Do we, Bud?
Yeah, I got...
Now, hold on for a minute, Dean.
Oh, yeah.
You got this guy, Bitch Be Gone Marino, huh?
Yeah.
Bitch Be Gone Marino. His name is, Dave Marino, David Marino. Mr. Marino, welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
And we have here Dean Wheeler.
Hey, listen, you know, you're my daughter's husband. I don't mind that at all, okay? But when you start telling people out in public that she's got a rear end that's a couple of axe handles across, that's when a man starts to get upset. I didn't mean it like that, Dave. You're talking about my ring name, Mr. Henry, Bitch Be Gone. It meant that when I got in a ring, I would look at the opponent who was opposing me. You are a real brain surgeon, aren't you? You love to talk like that when you know that I can't get to you. And I could get, oh, God, when I... Yeah, he's going to pretty soon start beating his head against the locker.
Let's quit antagonizing each other.
What I did, I'd come into the ring, and I'd see some dork like this guy that married my daughter. I'd say, bitch, be gone. I'd pick him up and throw him into the third row. Okay, is that right?
That's what you claim.
Hey, let me ask you, where did...
What do you mean, that's what I claim? But you claim...
Wait a minute, Mr. Marino. Let me ask you, where did you wrestle?
It was called the Southwest Wrestling Freedom Federation from Fear. It was SWWFFF, Southwestern Wrestling Freedom from Fear Foundation. And
what? That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, Wheeler, don't get me pissed off, okay? You're calling my wife fat?
Your wife?
I'm sorry. I always think of my daughter as my wife.
Oh, is that right?
No. I always think of my daughter. I'm trying to say, don't lean on...
Thanks very much, Mr. Marino. We'll have you on another time when you don't have so much to contend with, okay?
I want to talk to this ass.
Well, what happened to Dean? Dean's gone, too. So what we have here...
Oh, that's nice, Phil.
We'll get Dean back. Is Dean there?
Yeah, I can get him back on. You sure you want to talk to him?
Yes, I want to talk to the guy. Dean, sorry, but we let your father-in-law go.
Well, of course you did. I mean, the guy is he's insane, you know? All I'm trying to do is get his daughter healthy.
All right, well, thank you very much. I think I'll probably have your father-in-law on a different time where I can talk to him so there's not so much contention.
All right, I mean, that's fine, but... You know, if you're listening, David, I know you are, you might have been called Bitch Be Gone in the ring, but when you're in my house, it's Bitch Be Gone Wheeler. See?
Oh, that's real. That's going to calm him down a lot.
Well, just, you know, you got to know how to hold him and know when to fold him. Hold on, it's the door. Hello?
Yeah. So you think I'm the...
What are you laughing at? Sounded like Tarzan. Thanks a lot. I hope he's okay.
I'll call back. I'm sure it's all.
I'm sure they kissed and made up.
Sure.
Bitch be gone, Marino. All right, folks, thanks for listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this day like any other day. This is the whatever the hell it is, the 4th or the 5th or the 6th or the 9th of the...
one of those days.
Yeah. Of November. Yeah, and we are back. Rock and roll, man. Don't forget our merch store, man. We are loaded with stuff. All kinds of stuff from the Bobby Dooley gear. We got Jeff Dowder gear. We have our...
I got Larry Grover.
We don't have any Larry Grover stuff.
Not yet, but we do have Jay Santos as well as Steve Bozell. All kinds of wonderful items there. Check it out at philhenryshow.com.
Thank you for cleaning that up.
Yeah, well, it didn't just need cleaning. It needed hosing off.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Why are you itching, Phil?
I don't know. I just...